Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
There are two types of people on this world. There are the types of people who...
You say that all the time. There are two types of people.
Because it's true.
There are more than two.
But for a certain situation...
Bunch.
I know. That's my crutch. I use that all the time.
There are only two types of people. If you do not fit into these two, re-examine your life.
You're a complete monster. You're a freak. Get away from me.
Okay, no. So which two people are we talking about
here? There are the types of people who have a spotless clean trunk.
Mm-hmm.
Like they have maybe the scraper in their trunk and that is it. Like they vacuumed their trunk. There's no crumbs. It smells great. Like, why? It's your trunk. And then there are those people who have a nightmare for a trunk. They got their hockey equipment in there. They haven't played hockey in 4 years.
Guess what? You have perfectly described you and me.
I know. See, that's how it usually goes with the two types of people. It's just basically you and I because we're so different.
Do you want to know what is currently in my trunk?
What?
A little bag that holds my jumper cables, all that's in my trunk.
Like, that bothers me. You got, like, especially in the summer. In the winter, everyone has, like, that winter preparedness kit, right?
No, okay, everyone doesn't.
You should.
I don't.
Well, you should. See? There are two types of people in the world, Stacey.
In the winter, there are only two types of people.
Like, you gotta have stuff in the trunk. It's out of sight, out of mind, so put some stuff in there.
Hey,
like,
I don't want junk in my trunk.
You should, because it's never a bad thing. Like, I got some crackers. I got some soup, just in case. Like cans
roadside
of soup
and crackers.
You never know. I don't know. Like, but I got like blankets. I got an extra pair of blocker and catcher in case a game of hockey breaks out. Right. So I got a hockey stick in there. Bunch of extra hats. Bunch of extra clothes, shoes, sandals. Like, I'm always ready to go for any situation. What if you?
I've never had a situation where it's like, Stacey, we need you to play hockey right now. No. Oh, sorry guys, I don't have a stick.
Well, you're not living your best life then, okay? Because
I guess
if you're not running into random impromptu hockey games all the time. Are you even living? Went out for lunch with my brother who was in town, and I got the wrong meal. Ordered something, the server pushed the wrong button, and I got the wrong meal.
Oh dear.
I got a veggie burger instead of an actual burger.
Oh no!
Biting into a veggie burger when you think it's a real burger, oh boy, it's a surprise. Wasn't the best tasting veggie burger either. Like, it wasn't a Beyond Meat burger. It was like a beans and lentils kind of thing.
I love those ones.
And not for me.
Yeah.
Not for me.
I didn't see that.
Now, a couple things happen when you get the wrong meal. Obviously, the server comes over. Oh, I pushed the wrong button. Sorry. Then you start thinking, am I going to get this for free? Or am I going to get the old 50% off? Like, what am I going to get here? Because obviously, you're going to get, like, maybe a drink for free or something, right? They messed up. And usually, when a restaurant messes up, you gain.
Right.
I got the whole thing for free.
Oh,
they were like, all right, it's written off. There you go. So, like, again, most of the time you get, what, 50% off, 20% off, and you're happy. But I was like...
Or like a free dessert.
Exactly. Anything, right? You'll take it. And it's like, oh, thank you very much. That's great customer service. The other thing that happens, though, is the pressure from the other people at the table. Because while you've been waiting for your new meal, they've finished eating.
Right.
So then you get your meal and no one else is eating. I don't know about you. I hate eating when no one else is eating.
It's weird.
I feel so much pressure to, like, wolf down my meal so they don't have to wait on me because I don't like being a hassle for people. I'm a doormat. I'm a pushover. So if people are waiting on me, I'm like, oh, I'll eat it in one bite. Let's go. Like, obviously people aren't like that, but do you feel like that? Like, eating by yourself with when other people are around?
I don't know. It's in those situations where, you know, a mistake happened and you have to deal with it. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I know it's weird because you feel like everybody's watching you.
Everyone is watching you. It's not just the feeling of everyone watching you. Everyone is literally watching you, like, yeah, eating those fries pretty slow there, bud. Yeah, don't worry. It's all about you. Yeah, we already ate, but yeah, you take your time. Like, that's what's going on in my head.
But if you had, like, did you have somewhere to go right after lunch?
No.
Or then you can just relax.
Yeah, but they had somewhere to go. Like, maybe they did, right?
Oh, I see.
Maybe I made them 5 minutes late for their nap.
You could have just packed it up and taken it with you and be like, okay, let's just go. I'll eat this in the car.
I'm a very proud husband this morning. My beautiful wife, Brenly, and her dance studio pulled off a drive-in dance recital yesterday.
Okay.
So they can't have the big gatherings inside for a normal dance recital, so they rented a big, huge LED screen.
Oh.
And all the cars got together at Agar's Corner, and yeah, socially distanced, and everything was good to go. Everything was great.
Nice.
Went off without a hitch. my wife is amazing. Like, I make weird jokes on the radio every day. She's running a business, working for Big Brothers Big Sisters. Like, she's just super lady. And there's me. Like, we're just... baffles me why she loves me. I don't know. Anyway, I was in charge of parking. I was the parking attendant.
Oh, how exciting.
I have a new respect for anyone who volunteers to do that job, whether it be for a graduation or like at the dog's breakfast at Prairie Land. Any kind of parking attendant, this slow clap is for you. I had no idea how frustrating and stressful that job is because no one listens to the parking attendant. No one. I'm like, okay, that spot over there, can you just park there? And they're like, you got it. They park like 20 feet the opposite way.
Oh,
and they're like,
man,
I'm just going to do what I want. No, there's a way we do it. Like, trucks have to go on the side so that, you know, little cars can see the screen. The trucks go in the middle. You can't see it. No, big trucks just go right in the middle. And I'm like, hey, you can't do that. Oh, okay, I'll move. Move to the wrong spot. You're like, oh my goodness, more cars. The cars don't stop.
That's a thing,
and then once someone parks in the wrong spot, you got to change your whole strategy, go on the fly. Everyone's flustered, running around. The cars are mad at you. It looks like an easy job. Let's go park there. It's not just, oh, go park there. It's...
I always listen to the parking. I'm scared of the parking attendants.
Half the people do not listen to the parking attendants. And maybe because I'm a big pushover and I'm like, you can park over
there.
Were
you smiling? You should have not smiled.
I can't be a mean person and you know that, Stacey, okay? I can't be like, you over there. I can't do that. It's like, hey, you can park over there if you want to. If not, I mean, we'll figure it out. You know what? Maybe I was the problem thinking of it.
I was just going to say, maybe you should not be a parking attendant.
So no one won that $70 million jackpot on Friday for the Lotto Max.
Which means I still have a chance.
You still have a chance. It's going to be carried over tomorrow. So tomorrow, there's going to be another $70 million draw. Like, they're not going to make the jackpot bigger. Apparently, they're just going to add more max million prizes.
I think that's sort of how it works in Canada. We don't get much bigger than 70, I don't think.
Yeah, like in the States, it can get to like 400 mil or something like that.
Oh, those Powerballs are insane.
Yeah, it's just
$1 trillion. Okay, guys.
Like, if I won $1 trillion, I would... I don't know if my brain could handle that, knowing that I could do literally anything. That's not a good situation.
In the U.S., after taxes, that's only $2
million. Maybe if you're lucky. But yeah, 47 max million prizes. Like, I know I'm not winning the $70 million. Let's be real here. But the 47 max millions, I'm probably not winning those either.
But those seem more realistic.
Right? 47 of them. Hey.
And like, that's what, when Sean and I, because... we talk about the lottery all the time and we end up saying the same thing, but it makes you feel good to talk about potentially winning some money.
But then how sad do you get when you don't win?
You do get sad, but then you start the whole cycle over again.
Because you invest a lot of time. Like, do you make a list? Like, Brenly and I, we will make a list of stuff that we would buy if we win the lottery. Like, we break it down. Like, okay, this would go in the RSP. This would go to mom and dad. Like, we break it down. We put in effort, like a couple hours of work.
So you got something planned, ready to go for when you win. You're just like, okay, execute the plan. Let's do this.
We put in all this time and effort planning this, and yet downstairs bathroom, no time to reno that. No time. No time. But we have 3 hours to talk about if we won the lottery
because
or not.
It's just such a magical feeling to know that you could potentially do with this money, like give some to charity, pay off a parent's mortgage, help out some friends, go on some sweet vacations, maybe get a new house. Like, the options are endless.
If I win 70 mil, I'm giving so much of it away. Like, I'm going, like, I played sports my whole life in this city. I'd give so much back to Saskatoon Minor Hockey, to the Kinsmen Football League. I'd give a bunch back to the baseball organization, like Saskatoon Minor Baseball. I'd be giving tons of money away to local sports.
You could
here.
Give 50 million away to charity and still be living large on 20 million.
Exactly. So Kinsmen Football League, Saskatoon Minor Hockey, if you want some money, make sure I win the lottery, okay? Rig it. Buy some tickets, give them to me. I'll make sure you get some money afterwards.
Do you ever think, like, what if... Sometimes I look at these big jackpots and I'm like, hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go spend $100 on tickets.
Yeah.
Is that stupid? I feel like it's not. But then I feel like if that's how you win, other people would just do that.
As Doug and Steve Butabi from Night at the Roxbury would say, no. Yes, it's stupid. Yeah.
latest statistic, as of yesterday, the province is at 65% of people over the age of 12 having had a COVID vaccine. As we all know, 70% is the, you know, the number we're reaching for, because that's when things will get a little better here in the province. Possibly the relaxing of a mask mandate and opening up more of the province, having an exhibition, all that kind of stuff. 70%. We're 5% away.
Doing the things that we miss.
Yes.
Now, what are the things that you didn't realize that you missed? Because I think that's one thing during this pandemic that people realized, wow, I had no idea that I loved this. Like, maybe you spent years hating it, and then when it got taken away from you, you're like, oh, I miss that. I got a good one, but I'll let you go first here.
Oh, I just miss going places with Fiona. I haven't been taking her anywhere, mm-hmm. because, you know, from the start, it was always like as few people from your household as possible, mm-hmm. going out and, you know, doing the errands and stuff like that. So I wasn't really bringing her anywhere. That poor kid, she's a pandemic baby almost, where she just hasn't really been and done much. Mm-hmm. So I know I haven't necessarily missed that, but I really can't wait to just take her with me when I go places, or like go places specifically for her, like somewhere a child would enjoy.
And without an explanation afterwards.
Yeah.
That's what I am not going to miss, where it's like, yeah, I went out for lunch with my brother, but it was at a place where it wasn't that busy. We wore masks. It was 2 feet apart. We're good. You know, I'm not going to miss that. Just the explaining yourself when you do something. I also miss weddings so much. People hate weddings. Like, they're like, oh, 6 weddings this summer. Oh, it's going to be a nightmare. I can't wait to have a summer full of weddings again. I love a good wedding. Like a good classic prairie wedding where it's just a rager. Like that's what I miss. I specifically miss like the 4 hours in between the reception and the ceremony.
Oh, yeah.
Where all bets are off. All the groups go in their little, go their separate ways, right? And then you meet back at the reception and see who had maybe a bit too much to drink. Yeah. Who's missing a tie?
Or who didn't actually even show up.
Who didn't
like,
make it, right?
Grant?
I love that 4 hour window of the in between the wedding, right? Between the wedding ceremony and the reception, so much happens. And like sometimes drama happens between the families too.
Oh,
and you're like, why does everyone hate each other now? Oh, this should be a fun reception. Let's go. Wedding drama, I miss you so much.
It's been 2 hours that we've been at work and you haven't even noticed.
Nice haircut.
Not the hair. I did part it differently today, but I know you don't notice that. So
hey, nice new hair part.
Not that.
Dang it.
I'm wearing the same shirt that I wore on Friday.
You can't expect me to notice something like that. Come on.
I feel like I might be the only one at this age where I still, like, I put this sweater on this morning and I'm driving to work and I was like, dang it, I wore this on Friday.
Well, at least it's not like you wore it on Tuesday and Wednesday kind of thing. At least there's 2 days, like the
That's
Saturday,
true.
Sunday in between, right? Did it pass the sniff test?
Yeah, it's all
then
good.
You're good. Whatever.
It's great still.
If a shirt passes the sniff test, you're fine.
It's not the, like, fashion. Obviously, I say fashion. Mm-hmm. I have no sense of fashion. My wardrobe is very basic and sad.
We're in the same group there.
So
we
it's,
are.
But
we're not
I
fashion
still,
icons.
I still just, in my head, someone is going to be like, oh my God, Stacey wore that sweater on Friday. Can you believe it? I can't believe it.
It's like that.
And that's never going to happen.
It's like that we're the center of the universe premise, right? We think that people are going to notice. We're like, oh, everyone is going to be talking about this at work today. No one cares.
Nobody cares.
No one cares about your fashion choices. It's like when you're driving, you think everyone can see in your car. You're like, oh, I can't. Like, let's say you're having a sad day. You want to have a nice cry. You can't cry in your car because you're like, everyone else will see me. No one's paying attention to you in your car. There are other more important things. No one's going to be like, is that blue Honda? Are they crying? And no one does that, right?
That's true.
So don't worry about it. As long as it passes the sniff test, actually, it's got to pass someone else's sniff test. Sometimes
you're going to sniff my shirt?
No, well, not me. I'm talking like Sean. I'm not coming to your house at 3:30 knocking
no,
on the
you
door.
Meant right now.
Hey, let me
smell that shirt.
Let me smell your shirts. I need to make sure they're okay. No, like give it to someone else because sometimes your nose gets too used to your smell.
Okay.
And you might not be used to it or you're too used to it, right?
Yeah.
Where you need a second opinion and you're like, yeah, no. No, like your onion bra thing.
Right.
Yeah, sometimes Stacey wears the onion bra where she makes a bunch of onions and wears the same bra. I'd rather you wear the same shirt 12 weeks in a row, okay, as opposed to the onion bra. That's just, oh.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.